ministry. It is a Friday, and I don't know about you, but these last couple of days I've been enjoying the cool weather, and so thankful for that. As we gather around the Word of God this morning, because that's what really matters, but it's been kind of working my way through parts of James, just sitting and thinking about James chapter 1. And so Susan and I were talking about, you know, Abide 21, and she was asking what I was considering fasting for those 21 days. And so we had a little bit of conversation, and then I just came into the office and I was reading my Bible and ran across these words. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness, rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. One of the interesting parts about James and James chapter 1, most of us are aware of the trial part, the wisdom part. And if I would say to you, if there's any verse in the Bible that you're probably really pretty familiar with, would be James chapter 1 and verse 19. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to become angry, or slow to anger, for the anger of God does not produce the righteousness of God. But yet, as I think about those verses, the majority of the time, we are not quick to listen, slow to speak, or slow to anger. We are quick to respond, quick to give an opinion, quick to go back to someone, not really guarding our anger well or slow to anger. Not that anger is wrong all the time, but, you know, James is reminding this group, you know, slow to anger. And so as I'm considering, you know, Abide 21, what is something that the Lord might be asking me to consider for those 21 days, and not really just for those 21 days, but give us an opportunity to embrace something for 21 days and then maybe consider continuing that as a reminder, as a way of how we live, as a way that how we focus, as the way that we follow well. And so that quick to listen is something that's very eye-opening for me. But the other important thing that I like about this is we are aware of the desire to put away all the filthiness, rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word. Receive with meekness the implanted word. Receive with meekness the truth of the scriptures. Receive with meekness what the Bible has been left here for us, and how do we take that and make that part of who we are as we go about our life here in Highlands County? Are we going to be willing to receive that? That's an interesting question, because a lot of times we're not programmed to allow input to be placed into who we are as a person. And so the opportunity as you get ready for Abide 21, or opportunity as you just sit with the truth of the scriptures today, as profound as it is to think about the sovereignty of God, and as how often it is for us to say how much we love to think about how much he loves us, and there's certain parts that we like to receive of the implanted scriptures, our favorite parts. But for us to be thinking about what does it look like for us to be involved in authentic relationships, where we know that we're told in Matthew chapter 28, go into all the world, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them. That's our mission. That's why we are here today. I know that, you know, you're at work and you're trying to make money and pay your bills and take care of your family, but don't miss the greatest mission of all. The purpose of what God wants for you is to share the gospel and make disciples. And so excited about, looking forward to Abide 21. I'm so thankful that we have the Word of God written on our phones, in our computers, that we can just study and think and consider. So for you today, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, to receive the implanted Word, to allow that to take hold and affect who you are as a person. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to have life today, to be able to walk in truth, not following the lies of this world. And so help us to put away the filthiness that's around us. Help us not to get caught up in that, but also to give us the courage to walk with you and for you in our community. Until we get a chance to meet you face to face, we love you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. God bless and have a great Friday.